Good morning, I'm Madonna Guy from New Leaf Natural Therapies. And again, I'm on my little tri-GLP journey of learning how all of these little incretins, the GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP, work in the body and how it compares with other things. A couple of years ago, I started using Fix with my clients. It's a matured hops bitter extract. And so my question to the research was, do GLP-1, GLP-2, or GOP activate the bitter receptors that the matured hops bitter extract actually activates? But the answer was no, but they are connected. So let's talk about it for anyone who has been using these, getting really great results and wondering where this sort of sits in amongst that, because that's my brain. So incretin hormones themselves do not activate the bitter receptors. They're downstream messengers released after nutrient sensing happens in the gut. But here's the key. Bitter receptors can activate GLP-1 and sometimes GIP release. So the relationship is indirect but very real. So these little guys in the fix can actually activate two out of three of the incretins in tri-GLP, these little peptides. So how bitter receptors work in the gut? Your gut contains these T2R bitter taste receptors, the same family found on your tongue. When bitter compounds hit the small intestines, they can trigger GLP-1 release, CCK release, PYY release, slower gastric emptying, appetite reduction, and improved blood sugar handling. This is why bitter herbs have been used for centuries for digestion and appetite regulation. But what about the matured hops bitter extracts like in Fix? Research shows that the hop-derived bitter extracts can activate your T2R bitter receptors, stimulate your GLP release, reduce appetite, slow gastric emptying, and improve post-meal glucose responses. So that's why hops extracts are sometimes used in metabolic and appetite support formulas. So what's the connection between bitter receptors and tri-GLP? The bitter receptors can stimulate the GLP release. This is a natural upstream trigger. GLP-2 and GIP in our tri-GLP are less influenced by the bitter receptors. So their release is more tied to nutrient absorption, fat and carb sensing, gut integrity, enteroendocrine cell division. But bitter signaling still influences the overall gut-brain metabolic loop, which indirectly affects all incretin pathways. So tri-GLP works downstream. Tri-GLP activates GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP, regardless of what's happening with these bitter receptors. Bitter receptors work upstream. They help the gut initiate incretin release. Pretty cool, isn't it? So think of it like this. The bitter receptors are the spark, and the GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP are the engine. So tri-GLP doesn't activate the bitter receptors, but the bitter receptors can activate part of the tri-GLP system, mainly the GLP-1. Now, why does this ma matter for things like mood and trauma and vagus nerve and metabolism? Bitter receptors and herbs that are bitter, they often help with vagal signaling, gut motility, inflammation, appetite, glucose handling, and gut-brain communication. Tri-GLP, the GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP, they influence metabolic flexibility, gut barrier repair, inflammation reduction, neuroprotection, vagus nerve tone, and gut-brain axis stability. So while they're different systems, they converge on the same biological highways. This is why people often feel calmer and less hungry, more regulated, more in their body after using bitter herbs or hops extracts, and why tri-GLP makes them feel like they complete the circuit. So the bottom line is tri-GLP does not activate the bitter receptors. The bitter receptors can activate just the GLP-1 release. GLP-2 and GIP are not bitter receptor driven. Bitter signaling and incretin signaling are linked through the gut-brain axis. Matured hops extracts are one of the strongest natural bitter activators, and try GLP with GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP, incretins or peptides. Do all three under the tug sublingually to kick your body into action, to tone the vagus nerve, calm stress, activate fat loss, and help you with metabolic flexibility. Have a great day.